This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Patricia Brooks, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Patricia. Last name is Brooks, Brooks, period. On today's date, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, height 4'7", weight 228 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 17th, 2022, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she was dazed, period. A vehicle made a U-turn. Striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. There was a fair amount of damage, period. The vehicle was not drivable, period. The patient was jerked and had pain in her chest, comma, shoulder, comma, neck, comma, left thigh, comma, left knee, comma, and low back, period. The patient was in a 2016 Nissan Sentra, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain, comma, left thigh pain, comma, and low back pain, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. If she is not on medications, it would have been constant, period. It occurs approximately 16 hours per day, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left shoulder, down the left arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a burning and stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It radiates down the left leg to the calf, period. New paragraph. Her left thigh pain is constant, period. It is an aching, stabbing, and burning type pain, period. It is worse with movement, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the foot, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. It was that she was seen in the emergency room that day at IU Hospital, period. She had x-rays and was seen at IU Primary Care Outpatient Clinic. She was referred to physical therapy at Eagle Highlands. She saw her family doctor and was referred to a sports medicine facility. Continued more physical therapy, period. She was seen in the emergency room at a second time at Methodist and was referred to her family doctor, who referred her to Ortho Indy, period. They put her on medication, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems walking over 10 minutes, comma, going to the fair, comma, driving over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as kickball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include blood pressure medicines, comma, gabapentin, comma, and metformin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and meloxicam, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, diabetes, combo, thrombophlebitis, comma, and prior sciatica, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals gastric bypass times two, comma, C-section, comma, and an eye implant in May of 23 for orbital fracture, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left thigh or leg in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident approximately 2019, injuring her back. She did have physical therapy for about 6 weeks, mostly to her low back. She is not sure if the neck was involved, period. This resolved totally in approximately 6 weeks without permanency, period. Years ago, she was involved in an automobile accident without permanency, but resulted in physical therapy, period. She has not had work injuries, period. She had an eye injury in May of 23 where she hit her eye with a fist, and it required surgery for an orbital fracture, period. Her low back was injured in prior automobile accidents, but she was pain-free 2 to 3 years before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of a case manager, full-time, period. She works with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph, I reviewed extensive amount of medical records, including records from IU Hospital Rehab, comma, IU Health and Physical Therapy, comma, IU Methodist, comma, IU Rehab, comma, and sports medicine records, period. Records from orthopedics, initial consult, September 20th, 2022, 61-year-old, evaluation of her lumbar spine due to recent worsening of her chronic lumbar back pain, period. She reports she was in a car accident 2 months ago. Afterwards, she began experiencing worsening back pain and aching pain radiating down her posterior thigh. There was a global paresthesias, common numbness, and weakness of the lower extremity, period. They state that she would benefit by further non-operative interventions. Meloxicam and gabapentin were ordered, period. Their impression was lumbar pain and spinal stenosis, period. Records from outpatient sports med, August 3rd, 2022, 61-year-old female who presents for evaluation of shoulder and low back pain, period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident, which she thinks contributed to her symptoms somewhat, period. She describes her low back pain as achy and occasional sharp shooting pain down her left leg, period. Assessment is, number one, left shoulder pain, two, low back pain, three, right shoulder pain, period. Emergency room report, June 17th, 2022, 61-year-old female with a past medical history presents for evaluation after an MVC, period. She complains of left shoulder and left upper arm pain since the accident, period. Abnormalities were documented on their exam. Assessment, one, motor vehicle collision, two, left shoulder pain, period. They did x-rays of the left humerus and the shoulder, period. Emergency room report, September 3rd, 2022, 61-year-old female with pertinent past medical history of a DVT in 1996, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, and chronic low back pain presents emergency department for 1 week of back pain and leg pain, period. MRI report, September 3rd, 2022, lumbar area, nonspecific abnormal signal in the superior L2 vertebral body with superior end plate compression deformity, period. Methodist Hospital Rehab at Eagle Highlands, July 8th, 2022. MVC on June 17th, experiencing pain, period. Pain going down the neck into the back, period. Shooting pain into the legs, period. their impression. They ordered a lumbar MRI with findings that I documented above, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, taking her history, and performing a physical examination, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 17, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph on physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date. ENT examination was negative. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation. There was drooping of the right eyelid, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 3-centimeter scar involving the left lateral shin, left lateral shin, period. Examination of the thyroid thyroid area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm and diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 20 degrees, comma, extension 24 degrees, comma, rotation on the left by 14 degrees, comma, right 12 degrees, comma, and side bending diminished by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm and loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. Flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a decreased left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient was right-hand dominant, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiation into the left shoulder, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, left thigh trauma and pain, period. Number 4, chronic low back pain aggravation, period. Number 5, bilateral shoulder trauma and pain, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of June 17, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guide to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region and the left shoulder, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-2, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment. However, this impairment would have been higher had it not been for her past medical history, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of this automobile accident, period. As a patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, left shoulder, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication would cost approximately $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some spinal injections would cost approximately $3,000, period. A 10 unit of cost of $500 is appropriate, period. She was advised by her doctors that if medication fail, she may be a surgical candidate, and I agree with that, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.